This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. That means it's not Prince Spaghetti Day. I still like that joke. I think it's funny. And anyway, it was Wednesday, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. My name is Lee Elsie. Yes, I get the first hour on Thursdays here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And I would love to take a whole bunch of phone calls in this hour. I have no guests this hour, just me and you, wherever you're listening, whether it's as far away as Vegas or right down the street here in Long Island, St. Louis, New York, Dallas, Reno, anywhere in between. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And again, you can reach out to me, leeelciradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio@gmail.com. Send me a message or throw a message up on Facebook. Anyway, we can converse back and forth and we'll be friends. You know, I thought today, I was going to come in here, and I was driving, and I had to do a couple things today, and I finally headed over here about an hour ago, and I said to myself, I wonder if I could do the whole hour and not mention Donald Trump once. I mean, could I pull it off? Could I do an entire hour and not mention the word Trump or mention the word impeachment? Now, I already blew it, obviously, because I mentioned the word Trump and I mentioned the word impeachment. But I thought to myself, could I do it? And, you know, I looked through the news, and I was going website to website, like I do every single day, whether it's Drudge or Fox or whatever. See, I even go to CNN just to kind of get the other perspective. And I'm like, it's not possible. I cannot do a full hour and not bring up what's happening with the Trumpster and impeachment and all of the chaos that is surrounding it. So, you know, I thought to myself, here's what I think people maybe not missing. I mean, it's out there. But I think that if you're an objective observer and you don't really necessarily have a horse in the race, although I think you have to have a horse in the race because the country's fate is riding on it. But before Donald Trump became president of the United States, when he was running, firstly, he was the media darling because they loved him because he was a ratings booster, if you remember back in the day. I mean, he was everywhere. He was getting literally $1 billion worth of free advertisement because it didn't matter what show he was on. It was on. He was on. He would go on it, and he would boost those ratings up and get his name out more, and he was already... So I think, you know, the media looked at him as a moneymaker and then a joke, sadly, because he turned from a moneymaker to the candidate. And as a candidate, they couldn't even conceive of him being the president. And so it was sort of a joke. It was a running gag. We've all heard the list of people who say he would never be president, whether they were actors or other politicians or Obama himself. Well, guess what? He fooled everybody, and he got elected president. Middle America spoke loud and clear. They didn't want Hillary Clinton. They didn't want that nonsense. And it literally was like a punch in the jaw to everyone who would consider themselves a liberal or a leftist or a Democrat. And ever since the night of the election where you could see the tide change, you could see that in a look in the media's eyes and the look in the other politicians' eyes, they were out for blood. They were going to figure out a way to bounce him out of office. They couldn't vote him out, so they were going to figure out a way to try to get him out, whether it was the Mueller probe, and now we've got the impeachment for this ridiculous call. I'm sorry, it's a ridiculous call. Got a big fight with a former Fox News guy. Not really big on the air, but sort of bigger off the air about, you know, how important this call was and how I think bland it was and how vanilla it was and what was surrounding it. Anyway, so the idea is, what I'm trying to say is that the left has been out to get him from day one, from the night of the actual election. They were conspiring to try to figure out a way to bring him down. So Mueller probe didn't work. Now you've got this Ukrainian thing, and I don't think this is going to work. Although there's a lot of tentacles to this, I can't see this call. If this is all they got, again, they got nothing. I can't see this bringing him down. But it's literally been an attempted coup for this presidency since day one. Some of it has been up front. Some of it has been covert. But no mistake about it. There are people behind the scenes trying to bring down this president. There are people behind the scenes trying to change your way of life. Now, if you don't like President Trump, and some people don't, I mean, his approval ratings came out today, 49% of people in this latest poll by Hill Harris, the survey, which was released yesterday, 49% give him a thumbs up approval rating, which is the highest it's been, period. So whether or not people are buying into this latest Ukraine thing, at least according to this poll, he's got the highest approval ratings. So ever since he has been president, they've been conspiring. And even if you don't like him, he at least represents an America that I want to live in, right? Not that racial BS that the left tries to get you to buy into. And I'll get to that in a second, because that's garbage. He represents a capitalist society, a society where nationalism, not white nationalism, is what I want to live by. I want America to be first. That saying, that statement, is 100% accurate. I totally believe in America first. Why would anybody think any other way? A global community is fine. It's fine to be able to get along with your neighbors, as long as you put the people that are within your borders first. So I think Trump rules the roost by those rules. Now, has he failed in some areas? Yeah, I think so. I'm disappointed with, you know, what we got going on as far as immigration. I don't think he's done a good job there. I mean, he's talked the talk, but I don't know if he's been able to walk the walk. And I don't know if that's because the entire, you know, Congress has been against it from day one. And you could say a lot to that, but leaders lead. So you've got to put the blame, at least whoever's in charge, you've got to accept the good stuff and take the bad stuff. So as far as the economy goes, it's booming. That's him. The lowest unemployment for blacks and folks of color and Latinos, that's him. You got to give him the credit for that. So there are a lot of moving parts, but don't think for a second that there aren't people behind the scenes conspiring to try to not only bring him down, but bring down your way of life. Bring down that idea of freedom. Bring down that idea of capitalism. Bring down that idea of nationalism. And nationalism is not a bad word, guys. It's not. It just isn't. So that's number one. Number two is, it was an interesting read I had earlier today. A couple of Stanford professors were talking about what it would take to ignite, and this sort of goes with what I was talking about, what it would take to ignite a civil war. Now, again, I don't know if we're ever going to come to the point where a brother is going to shoot a brother over things like it was back in the Civil War. But there are three things they came up with, which I thought were interesting. And number one was ethnic racial discrimination. And are we living in a time where there's extreme racial division? Now, if you were to ask me that question 15 years ago, the answer would be no, not even close. I think we were going in a great direction. But without question, and this is, to me, 1,000% media manipulated and driven by the media. You have got, they have got us into a situation right now in 2019 where we are at maybe a lowest point in the last 20 years as far as racial division. And I think it's all manufactured, and it's not fair, and it's done artificially. Number two is there a significant economic disparity? Now, these numbers might shock you. And at first I would say, no, there's probably not an economic disparity, but the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, there's a huge divide here. And that can cause a problem. Presently, 25% of Americans do not have bank accounts. 55% of Americans could not afford a $400 car repair bill. And 70% of Americans make less than $30,000 per year. So that, in itself, it's not going to be, see, to me, it's not, and I've always thought this, if it were ever going to spill out into the streets, it wasn't going to be because of race, it was going to be because of economic divide. You've got ultra-rich and ultra-poor, and the poor, you know, the struggling poor are not going to put up with that forever. So that could be a tipping point. And finally, the third one would be politics, the political divide in this country. Now, I'm never going to, you're not going to take up arms over somebody who has a different point of view over certain topics, right? No one's going to shoot anybody, I hope, because somebody believes in higher taxes. That seems a little silly. But without question, I mean, I don't know how you guys go through your life, but without question for me, I mean, I have conservative views. Certainly, I have economic conservative views. I have more maybe moderate views when it comes to social issues. Some of them, they just don't bother me. But I've lost friends because of my political views. I would never flip that around. I would never cause to end a friendship because one of my former buddies maybe likes a 70% tax rate and health care for all and free education. I'm not going to sever a friendship because of that. But I can guarantee you it's happened in reverse. So if you throw all of those things together, mix them up, shake them up, I mean, who knows? You know, it spills out into the street. You never know what can happen. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen on a nationwide scale, but you definitely can see skirmishes in the streets in different cities. We've already had it with Antifa. They've already gone at it. All right, listen, we have open lines. We'll take some calls. We'll squeeze in as many as we can. 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie. I get Thursdays. I'm honored to be on the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, at least for the first hour. Wayne will be here at the top. We've got a full set of calls, so we're going to go to as many as we can. Out to Kevin in Long Island. Good evening, sir. How are you? Kevin?
Good, Lee. How are you? Oh, stay.
Oh, he got hung up on, I lost him. All right. Forrest out in Vegas. How are you, Forrest?
Oh, pretty good. I'm seeing a remarkable similarity between Michael Avenatti and Shakedown Schiff. Let me explain. Michael Avenatti brought up the Stormy Daniels, which may have had some relevance in a certain respect, but was all fabrication. It blew up. It fell apart. He's off to jail. Prison. So hopefully we could only hope that this similarity continues.
Shifty Schiff, cut from the same cloth as the porn lawyer. I can see that. That makes a little. And they both have those beady little eyes too, Forrest.
Yeah, and then I like to play name games, so I'm renaming Nancy Pelosi Nasty Pelicosi.
Nasty Pelosi.
Always call Hillary Clinton by her real name, Hillary.
Hillary.
Everybody started If every talk show host started calling her Hillary, oh, I'd just love to see her reaction.
So let me ask you, Forrest, before I let you go, do you think she's even remotely got a chance to run again? You think she throws her dress in the ring and gives it a shot?
Oh, no. No, she's so evil. It's incredibly just unfathomable.
She's done. No. All right, Forrest. Listen, thank you, brother. Thanks for calling out there in Vegas. And get another one in Vegas. Dave, how are you, Dave?
Hey, how's it going? I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I got you, pal.
I almost was going to say, hey, can you do me a favor? But, you know, we can't use that kind of words on public. But you know what I think? You know what I think? We could all do ourselves a favor.
Right.
And, you know, we need to organize. We can get 10,000 guys, 5,000 guys on a Trump rally. Why can't we get 5 or 10,000 guys to get together and let's support him? You know what I mean? Let's get somewhere where we get in the media, we get in their face, and let's just get together. And I need someone that, like yourself, maybe Wayne, someone like, you know, these guys. You know, you got guys that can put this together.
And so you want a big rally somewhere is what you want.
I want a big rally right in Las Vegas somewhere. Right, that's what I want.
Well, that would actually work. Can you imagine, you know, flooding the Strip with a bunch of Trump supporters? How great would that be?
Right. Just take over the road. Like, let's just march down Las Vegas Boulevard, 10,000, 20,000.
The flagship that Wayne's on in Vegas, I mean, that's a big station, man. You guys maybe should put that together and start to work that and get a whole bunch of people with their Trump banners and their Trump flags waving and
that's
go right
what
down.
I think.
Right down Tropicana Avenue, right?
That's what I think. I think we should show our support for him. I think they'll get scared. I think the Democrats will get scared. I think the Trump will get energized. I think his base will get energized. That's what I...
All right, Dave. Listen, thanks for the call. I want to quickly go to Leo, give him a chance. He wants to talk about this terrible airline, vintage air crash in Hartford, Connecticut. Leo, how are you?
Lee, good evening. Glad to talk to you. You know, in watching Fox News tonight, Channel 61, our local affiliate there, you know, they talked about all kinds of issues, but the bottom line was they talked about the engines in this 70-year-old plane and how they were the original engines that have been refitted. That just blows my mind because, you know, you've got Rolls-Royce makes plane engines, Sikorsky makes plane engines, and I'm certain that they could make an engine, a prop-driven engine, that would work, that wouldn't be suspect. And I think from what they said tonight, in the end, you know, these engines, metal fatigue or, you know, something.
Right.
And they were sick and coughing when they were starting. They showed a picture of them on the runway.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be scared to death to get in that thing.
It's a terrible, terrible shame. You know what? But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as the old story goes.
You know, I know 7 people died. I think there are 8 people sent to the hospital. It's a terrible tragedy right up in Hartford. And, Leo, I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. I got to go because I appreciate it. I'm sorry to cut you short, but the music's playing and they tell me what to do. But you're the man. I appreciate you weighing in on that. And, again, a shout-out to our friends in Hartford who responded to that. We covered that a lot on my station, and it was a terrible tragedy. Listen, I got to sweep through the bottom of the hour. We'll come back. I want to talk a little bit about global warming. We'll get off the Trump train for a little bit. Let Wayne take over with that when he comes back. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction. Speaking in Florida, the president says the Trump administration will continue to help senior citizens.
Stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down. You have been incredible to me, and I will never, ever forget you. I will never let you down. I promise that.
Vice President Mike Pence is talking about international trade in Arizona. He was joined by Senator Martha McSally and Governor Doug Ducey this morning, taking part in a roundtable discussion with Hispanic business leaders in Scottsdale. The vice president says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has to be passed this year.
President Trump and I are absolutely determined to call on this Congress to bring the USMCA to the floor and bring it to the floor this year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances, and it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's coming up fast now. Just think, it's the end of September, and October 10th to 12th is AmpFest 19 at the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. So it's like 2 weeks away now is AmpFest, and I'm flying down to Miami. I'll miss being on the air that Friday, and I'll give my speech on Saturday at AmpFest. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi. Very cool. So I will see you down there. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Get your tickets
now. All right,
CLC. I am back here. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be in here about exactly 30 minutes from right now. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK if you want to weigh in. So recently I did some research for a column about global warming, and I sort of had an idea of how I was going to write it. And as I started to write the column, it sort of evolved into something completely different. Basically, so if you're curious and you want to immerse yourself in a series of enlightening or entertaining investigative reads, just type climate change into your favorite search engine and get ready to embark on an alarming adventure, a roller coaster ride, unrivaled in terror, because it will scare the heck out of you, scarier than any amusement park. Google actually spits out over 1.3 billion matches to global warming or climate change. Most searches will result in some kind of apocalyptic scenario, which eventually ends in a mass extinction, of course. And if you remember, I don't know how old you are, but if you remember, I remember this. Not long ago, alarmists, they used the term global warming. Decades earlier, science and the media used global cooling. Now, again, those old enough to remember the early 70s, you might recall predictions of a big freeze, a doomsday, population annihilation, scenarios which involved acid rain, devastating droughts, ozone depletion, rising sea levels. The planet was on notice, been on notice since Woodstock, right? But the issue's been failed prophecies, including New York's West Side Highway being underwater. They predicted that didn't happen, obviously. All the Arctic ice being gone by 2015 hasn't happened. Even that notion back in the day, I remember this very, very well, where urban citizens would be required to wear gas masks by 1985. I remember those stories. And all of that has strengthened the position of climate deniers. Now, if you don't know what a climate denier is, it's a person who has rejected the proposition that climate change is caused by human activity. It contends that the Earth is constantly in some climate flux, right? So, if you remember The Inconvenient Truth, which is now considered, well, the time was considered gospel by everybody on the left, you look at it now, it's somewhat hypocritical, since the creator and narrator, former Vice President Al Gore, not only cashed in financially, but you can remember by terrifying the public, you know, he had people running for the hills, but then, of course, we found out that his Tennessee home was guzzling more electricity in a year than the average American family might use in 20 years. So people got skeptical of all that. And you can't blame people for that. So some support for that film has eroded significantly. And you can't, now see, the thing is now, so you've gone through all this, if you're old as I am, if you're in, you know, early 50s or what have you, you've gone through this. So you can see where there'd be a lot of climate skeptics, because we're overly cynical. We've seen this play out before, and you've been wrong. Chicken Little can only shriek the sky is falling so many times before what you're saying rings hollow. So we got to figure out what's real news and what's hyperbole, what is being exaggerated and what is actually happening. Now, the Earth is, as you know, billions of years old, and the climate has changed over the billions of years. And in the last 650,000 years, there have been multiple cycles of glacial advance and glacial retreat. I think I said this last week, where we're sitting right now under a mile thick sheet of ice, period. So it all depended, at least over the last almost a million years, on the Earth's orbit and solar energy and the tilt of the actual orbit, all of that. Now, you can look at that, and I'm not a climate denier. I think it's getting warmer. So if you look at some of the things that have been happening, it seems to be accelerating, right? The planet's average surface temperature has actually risen about 1.62 degrees since the 19th century. Ocean temperatures, undeniably on the rise. Ice sheets are shrinking. Satellites do reveal that the snow cover in the northern hemisphere has decreased, and it actually is melting earlier. Global sea levels have risen about 8 inches in the last century, right? There have been record high temperatures throughout the United States. It's becoming increasingly difficult to argue the changes in the weather and the environmental results being recorded around the planet. It rains more, snows less. There are shorter transitional periods. Where I am, people are dying of insect-related illnesses that never reached this north before. We've got people dying of Triple E, like four people within the borders of the state of Connecticut here in the last month. So it's getting hotter. The question is, are humans to blame for this? And if you look at the media outlets, right, 97% of climate scientists agree that climate change or global warming is happening as a result of man-made issues. Now, that's an intimidating number if all the scientists basically are saying, 97% are saying, that we're the cause. Now, is it true? I don't know. I don't know, because I can type in, and look, here's the deal. I did this research for this column that I was going to write. So I spent hours in front of my computer, and I type in all these different phrases so that I could try to figure out the pros and the cons of climate change. Well, if you type anything into Google or Yahoo, it only displays what it wants you to see. The first 100 stories or 200 stories, more than that, probably 1,000 stories, I didn't go that far, are all pro-humans causing global warming. But you really got to dig, or you got to go to a different search engine. I mean, if you look how powerful Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and Twitter are, they're the most powerful companies in the world because they control the information. I'll ask you, if you're listening out there, I can guarantee you cannot name 5 other search engines. Most people can't. Right? Because it's all about Google. That is power. That is unbelievable power. So when you're looking at some of this stuff and you're trying to figure it all out, there's no question, if you're looking at it from a political standpoint, the Democrats and the left have capitalized on all the hysteria, right? Every single Democrat, every presidential candidate has embraced this monster, gargantuan Green New Deal, right? The Green New Deal, again, which you all know about, it's unrealistic, it would cost the taxpayers trillions, it can't be done, it would cripple the economy. But yet these folks were on board with it because they're buying in 100%, and they think that's what America wants to sort of take a big bite out of. But we can't do it economically. It's just impossible. But you might not realize this, but most registered voters, 73%, think global warming is actually happening. 95% of liberal Democrats are buying in. 88% of moderate or conservative Democrats buy in, 68% of liberal moderate Republicans, and 40% of conservative Republicans think that we, human beings, are the cause for climate change. So you've got a significant number, and why do I bring that up? Well, I think it's important politically. And I think it's important politically because I got to stand by this. I've been saying it now for a couple months, and I believe it. I really do believe that this is going to happen somewhere along the line. It probably won't happen in 2020 because, Trump is the candidate, and he doesn't really buy into anything having to do with climate change, and that's fine. But I think somewhere down the line, the Republican leadership needs to pay attention to this issue because their own people pay attention to this issue. Even if it's only 40%. of conservative Republicans who think we're causing global warming. I don't know if we are. I don't know if all that science is true, but it's something that we need to pay attention to. And if you're a politician, right, if you're a Republican leadership, you need to pay attention, even if the day of reckoning won't be coming anytime in the next 12 years, which is what they're all predicting. It is beneficial politically for you to embrace some of this stuff. It's beneficial for you to push for clean air and clean water and no pollution and sitting down with some of these nations which don't give a damn about any of this stuff, including China and India, which is why Trump was right to pull out of the Paris Accord, because they were not going to adhere to any of this stuff. It was only us. But someone along the line somewhere has got to get everybody down at the table and say, we got to do this. Now, even if we are not the reason why the climate on the planet is changing, and a lot of folks would be on board with saying that we are not, we're insignificant, we're fleas on the back of a dog, it's still okay to want some of the things that some of that conservative mindset actually would try to attain to. It just makes sense. Why? You know, listen, a truly gifted statesman down the road will finally bring us together. I believe in that. And the idea of clean air, clean water, and a healthy ecosystem should not be owned by the Democrats. It just doesn't make any sense. All right. Well, I got one more segment to go. Wayne will be here in exactly 20 minutes, as a matter of fact, fired up and ready to go. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises. And his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world. And what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear. Open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, this live read, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, we are back. This is the USA Radio Network. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Over 70 stations across the entire country, as far away as California, including Vegas, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, everywhere in between. Let's go to, actually, Connecticut, in our backyard, where Paul wants to talk about wind and solar power. Paul, how are you?
Hi, Lee. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
I just want to ask you, a while back, since you were talking about the environment and climate change and stuff, a while back you were talking to somebody that was a climate scientist, out of a Canadian association of some sort.
Yep, I remember.
Do you recall that conversation?
I do, yep.
Do you have the website information available? I remember him talking about how inefficient it was. And
I tell you what, can you shoot me an email? If you shoot me an email, I'll give you that guy's info. I don't have it off the top of my head, but if you shoot me an email, I'll get it for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it, my friend. You got it, Paul. Thank you very much. Yeah, we had a conversation with, actually two conversations with Canadian scientists about global warming and climate change, and they were excellent. So, yeah, I will. If anybody wants that, email me, leelcradio@gmail.com, and I'll dig that information up, and I'll send it back out to you. Or I'll have my people. You know, I have people. I have my people do it for me. You know, because I'm that important now. All right, listen. By the way, you know what's kind of neat? So Saturday night, how about this? On Saturday night, I am going to interview an icon. On Saturday night, up on stage. And I know I don't know how to explain it. It came about like out of nowhere. But Captain James T. Kirk, William Shatner, will be up on stage with me. So if you have a question that you think might be interesting for Captain Kirk, please send it my way. I watched Star Trek. I was a fan of Star Trek. I mean, I'm not a Trekkie. I'm not a lunatic. But, I was a fan, and I did enjoy the show. And it's an icon. He said, that's an icon. That's an iconic, you know, movie, television superstar, without question. So, anyway, if you have a question that you think might be interesting for the crowd, send it my way. Hey, there's a Russian millionaire that wants people to live to 200 years old. Apparently, this tech guru wants to extend his life. I told you guys this was coming. I told you guys that people who have a lot of money, have nothing to spend it on, these folks who have billions of dollars, eventually are going to turn their attention to try to extend their life. I would. I mean, if I was a billionaire and you could figure out a way to extend your life to 200, why wouldn't you want to live to 200? Of course you would. So I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. What else? We only have a few minutes left. Let's see. Fast food drive-thrus got 21 seconds slower last year than they did the previous year. What's going on? Apparently, 21 seconds to get your food? That's crazy. Let's see. A woman dies at 102 years old and DirecTV charges her for an early termination fee. A woman in California died in December. That's not funny. She's 100. She's 102. She got halfway to that guy's goal of 200. But that's a good question, Chris. Did she have Sunday tickets? See, now the thing is, if you have Sunday ticket, I think you have to pay for that up front, don't you? So she can't get that money back. A guy who took a 75-mile-an-hour fastball to the groin in a batting cage is now suing. This happened in New York City. First, the guy's 52. By the way, 75-miles-an-hour fastball, that's not a fastball. That's a changeup. And he's probably a big, fat slob and couldn't get out of the way. So there's no reason why the guy should be suing anybody. He got hit in the groin with a 75-mile-an-hour pitch. That's like Little League speed, 75 miles an hour. No kidding. What a big baby. Here's one for a lot of folks out there. Hershey has created a chocolate beer. Well, see, there you go. I mean, some people will just never leave their home if there's a chocolate beer. And finally, like there's not enough energy drinks out there, Coca-Cola is bringing out a brand new energy drink next year. Isn't Coke, not cane, just Coke, isn't that an energy drink? I mean, you drink three or four Coca-Colas and you're running through walls. All right, I'm done. They're probably can't wait. USA cannot wait to kick me out tonight. Wayne Allen Root is up next. He is getting ready, fired up, and coming through. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. I'll be back here next Thursday. Actually, I have Thursday and Friday next week with you guys, so I can't wait. You guys have a great night and a great weekend. Be safe. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. See you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Come.